To the people in the street, it looked like the company would be waiting. Sarah was worried. Soulcatcher was sure to abandon the library when she heard about the attack. If she returned to the palace extremely agitated, Sarah's operation might have to be abandoned because the sorceress would be too alert. The Radisha stormed through not long after the news began to make the rounds. She was distraught. She headed directly for her anger chamber. Sawa looked up from the brasswork she was cleaning, just for an instant, apparently badly troubled. Subradiel set her mop aside and went to see what was wrong. No one else paid them any attention. Not much later, when Jalbarandandi dropped in to see how the work was going and somehow got into an argument with Narita, Sawa wandered away when no one was looking. No one noticed right away because Sawa almost never did anything to be noticed, and today she wore charms reinforcing that. Shiki drifted closer to her mother. She looked pale and troubled and kept touching her flute. She whispered,
"Shouldn't we be going?
It isn't time.
Place your gangesha."
Shiki was supposed to have done that hours ago. Rumor rushed through, pursued by uglier rumor still. The protector had returned, and she was in a frothing rage. She was visiting her shadows now. It was going to be another night of terror in the streets of Taglios. The women started talking about the possible wisdom of finishing work before the protector decided she had to see the Radisha. The protector would not respect the privacy of the princess. She made no secret of her contempt for Taglian custom. Even Narita seemed to hold the opinion that it would be best not to be where you could be seen when the protector was in a mood. At that point, Shiki discovered that her aunt was missing.
"Damn it, Subradiel!" Narita fumed. "You promised you'd watch her closer the last time this happened."
"I'm sorry, mistress. I became so frightened. She probably decided to go to the kitchen. That was what she was trying to do when she got lost last time."
Shiki was going already. Not more than a minute later, she called,
"I found her, mother."
When the rest of the women arrived, they found Sawa seated against a wall, brass lamp in her lap, unconscious, with vomit all over her.
"Oh, no!"
Subradiel cried.
"Not again!"
And in a whirlwind of nonsense and apparently vain efforts to get Sawa's attention, she got across the hint of a fear that Sawa might be pregnant after having been abused by one of the palace staff. Narita was away in seconds, fuming. Subradiel and Shiki were right behind her, supporting Sawa between them, heading for the servant's postern. Nobody noticed that none of the women were carrying their gangishes. Not even the one that Subradiel had forgotten the day before. Because of the state Sawa was in, and the state Narita was in, and the imminent explosion of displeasure expected from the protector, the women managed to draw their pay, then to escape without having to deal with Barandandi's kickback lieutenant again. They were able to lay Sawa inside a covered ox cart not long after they got into the twisty streets downhill from the palace. Subradiel had to caution Shiki repeatedly against celebration. Chapter 38. "Everything we did must have been seen by somebody," I told the gathered troops. "When word gets out that the Radisha has vanished, all